Homeless NYC man appears in court on hate crime charges. By Nick Gilbertson on March 2, 2022. A homeless New York City man, who allegedly slashed a man in the face last July after yelling racial and homophobic slurs, appeared in court on hate crime charges Tuesday. 55-year-old Ramon Castro, who has reportedly racked up more than 90 arrests in his life, appeared in Queens Supreme Court Tuesday before Justice Tony Sebini, who has presided over all of Castro's court proceedings since August, online court records show. The case was transferred to another part of the court under Justice Michael Yavinsky for unknown reasons, and Yavinsky presided over a hearing. The alleged hate crime occurred on July 6 at approximately 3 a.m. near the intersection of 77th Street and Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, according to Queens County District Attorney Melinda Katz's office. Castro allegedly yelled, "I hate Latinos and F.T. people," at the victim before approaching and slashing his left cheek with a sharp object. Castro allegedly fled the scene. The victim, identified by the New York Daily News as Milton Lobos Salguero, 34, told the outlet he was standing in line at a taco truck when Castro allegedly attacked. He was transported to Elmhurst Hospital and received 16 stitches. Prosecutors said that Castro used a wooden stake to slice the victim, according to the New York Post. Less than a month before the attack, Castro was released from custody following two burglaries due to the city's bail reform laws, the outlet reported. In late June, he allegedly stole an ATM while conducting a nightclub burglary and allegedly burglarized a bar in another incident, according to criminal complaints obtained by the Post. He was charged with third-degree burglary in both instances and was released without bail on both charges, a representative with Katz's office said. Police told the outlet he had over 90 prior arrests. He was apprehended July 15 for his alleged attack on Salguero, according to online New York City Department of Correction, DOC, records. His bail was set at $250,002. Katz's office said Castro was indicted on August 24 and was charged with assault in the first and second degree as a hate crime, assault in the first and second degree, criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree, aggravated harassment in the second degree, and criminal possession of a controlled substance in the seventh degree. Katz's office stated Castro faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. His next court date is set for March 7, online inmate records show. In Queens, we value our diversity. Attacking others because of their ethnicity or who they love is never acceptable. It will not be tolerated here. We will now seek to bring this defendant to justice for his alleged hate crimes.